Good morning, church. It is great to be with you this morning. Thank you for inviting me into your homes for this Monday morning edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are in Hosea chapter 8, verses 1 through 14. Here, the people have broken their covenant with the Lord and have made idols out of silver and gold. They have rejected the Lord's teachings and will be punished. And again, God's saving word for us as we begin this new week is mercy and forgiveness. So let's begin reading Hosea chapter 8 at verse 1. The Lord says, "Sound the alarm. Enemies are swooping down on my land like eagles. My people have broken the covenant I made with them and have rebelled against my teaching. Even though they call me their God and claim that they are my people and that they know me, they have rejected what is good. Because of this, their enemies will pursue them. My people chose kings, but they did it on their own. They appointed leaders, but without my approval. They took their silver and gold and made idols for their own destruction. I hate the gold bull worshipped by the people of the city of Samaria. I am furious with them. How long will it be before they give up their idolatry? An Israelite craftsman made the idol, and it is not a god at all. The gold bull worshipped in Samaria will be smashed to pieces. When they sow the wind, they will reap a storm. A field of grain that doesn't ripen can never produce any bread. But even if it did, foreigners would eat it up. Israel has become like any other nation and is as useless as a broken pot. Stubborn as wild donkeys, the people of Israel go their own way. They have gone off to seek help from Assyria and have paid other nations to protect them. But now I'm going to gather them together and punish them. Soon they will writhe in pain when the emperor of Assyria oppresses them. The more altars the people of Israel build for removing sin, the more places they have for sinning. I write down countless teachings for the people, but they reject them as strange and foreign. They offer sacrifices to me, and they eat the meat of sacrifices, but I, the Lord, am not pleased with them. And now I will remember their sin and punish them for it. I will send them back to Egypt. The people of Israel have built palaces, but they have forgotten their own maker. The people of Judah have built fortified cities, but I will send fire that will burn down their palaces and their cities." And today's key verse is Hosea chapter 6, verse 12, where the Lord says, "I write down countless teachings for the people, but they reject them as strange and foreign." And so, again, God is reciting a litany of offenses that the people of Israel have committed against him. The worst of all is, as he was supposed to be the husband of Israel, Israel was to be the wife of God, of Jehovah. And yet, here they are, instead of being married to God, they are taken to themselves false idols to worship, which God sees just exactly as the sin of adultery. And I can see here just the anger, the hurt that God has experienced because of the open violation of his word. That is really sad. Let's pray. Sovereign God, you are my maker. May I never forget your teachings. Day by day, help me to grow in knowledge of you. Amen. Well, that brings our Monday morning to a close, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we'll be reading Hosea chapter 9, verses 1 through 14, where the prophet Hosea announces Israel's punishment. Until Tuesday morning, then, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.